time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, America. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful Wednesday. Man, I heard the farmer's market here in Elk City last night was a bomb. It was really good last week, and I didn't get to go last night, but I heard it was awesome. I seen a couple pictures on social media. Somebody brought in a trailer load of watermelons and okra this week. I mean, there's been some patches of okra picked. But just FYI, the okra is coming on strong now. So probably here next week or, yeah, probably in the next 10 days, there'll be plenty of okra around. So keep your ears peeled and your eyes focused on somebody wanting to sell okra, because I know a lot of people are looking for it. Let's check out some temperatures in Oklahoma. Panhandle looks like the place to be. It's 78 at Buffalo, 95 at Tipton, and 95 at Mangum. A lot of difference there. 92 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon. 91 at Lahoma, 94 at Cherokee. Hollis is 94 out here in the panhandle of Texas, 86 at Lipscomb, Miami, 89 at Canadian, 94 at Wellington, and 95 at Odell. And it's pretty warm at Childress, too, 95. Pretty warm. All right, let's see. We got lots going on. Just a friendly reminder. Tomorrow I'll be doing my show from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association annual convention in Norman tomorrow. Not too late. You can show up there at the Embassy Suites and register there if you haven't pre-registered, and go to it. It's awesome. That's all I can tell you. It and the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference are my two favorite to go to. So not too late. If you're not doing anything tomorrow or Saturday, there's lots going on. If you go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Facebook page or their website, you can find out what all's going on. Like I said, I can't wait to hear what Dr. Peel from Oklahoma State is going to be talking about Saturday. So it's going to be fun. And I'll be doing my show. It'll still be on Facebook. Jared's hooked me up where you won't see my ugly mugshot, but you'll have it'll be on Facebook and our website, KECOFM.com. And of course, always be playing on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX, as always, out of Woodward. So you can hear me. It'll be fun tomorrow. I have some special guests on tomorrow. Let's see here. What else is going on? Oh, did you guys see the drought monitor, the new one that came out today? Nothing's changed. It looks like basically from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. Nebraska's got some drought going on out in the panhandle there. But everything east of there is in really good shape, and I hope it stays that way. West, whole different story. A lot of red, a lot of bronze, and a lot of tan, and some yellow going on. There is a little bit of yellow going on in Beckham County and Greer and Washita County, but not bad. It's not bad at all for almost being the first of August. August will be here before you know it. Heads up, guys. You know, fall forage season, planting season, just right around the corner. So get geared up for it. Seed, fertilizer, fuel. Don't forget to fill your fuel tanks up and make a game plan. It's almost August. I know a lot of you guys like to get in there towards the end of August and get your early forage in, it's time. Be thinking about it. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean and corn futures were higher in overnight trading amid ongoing extreme heat in much of eastern Midwest. Heat indexes in parts of Missouri and Arkansas will range from 110 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. Values in southeastern Missouri counties in Kentucky and areas of southwestern Missouri will see temperatures around 110 degrees. Soil moisture levels are expected to decline in areas affected by the ongoing heat, which is forecast to last for at least another 6 days in the region. Still, subsoil moisture in Missouri was 90% adequate or surplus through the week of July the 20th, up a percentage point from the week before, according to the USDA. About 60% of Arkansas saw adequate or surplus subsoil moisture. That's down from 67% a week earlier, and I bet ours is down a little bit too. The warm nights will likely end on Tuesday, and showers next week may aid moisture levels, according to a meteorologist from the Commodity Weather Group. Wheat futures were a little changed as traders kept an eye on North Dakota, where the Wheat Quality Council's annual spring wheat tour is underway. Scouts, after 2 days of scouting wheat fields, have pegged yields of 47.8 bushels per acre after touring 287 fields. That's down from last year's two-day total of 52.4 bushels per acre on 215 fields. The tour continues today before wrapping up in Fargo. Soybean futures for November came up 5.25 cents to 10.28 a bushel. Soy meal was up a buck to 286.60 a short ton, and soybean oil gained 0.4 cents to 56.26 cents a pound. Corn futures for December rose 2.5 to 4.20 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat for September added 1.25 cents to 5.41¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures came up 1 cent to 5.24½ a bushel. Today's Thursday. That's ethanol production time. Ethanol output fell to a 3-week low in 7 days. It ended on July the 18th, while inventories climbed. Production of the biofuel decreased to an average of 1.078 million barrels a day. That's down from 1.087 the week before. In the Midwest, output was at 1.026 compared to 1.028 million barrels a day the week before. Gulf Coast production dropped to 28,000 barrels a day from 24,000. East Coast was down to 9,000 from 12,000. No change in the West Coast, and the Rocky Mountain region was the lone gainer. It was up an extra 1,000 barrels a day compared to the week before at 10,000. Stockpiles, 24.444 million barrels. That's up from 23.6 the week before. Let's see here. What's going on in our weather in the old Farm Belt? Looks like flood watches are been issued in Kansas, Missouri. Thunderstorms will likely develop again tonight. Man, that one storm blew up in Kansas. Last night I was watching on radar, and it basically went from the north state line to the south state line. So it was pretty interesting to watch. Let's see what else will go. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Day, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our works and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state's farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by stopping by their office in Shawnee, Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579 or go to okfarmbureau.org. And again, I'm going to repeat, you don't necessarily have to buy insurance to be a member. You don't have to, actually, to be a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So there you go. Okay, so here's the question of the day. It's kind of a, just participate. I'm going to pick number 8 on the ag hot, the hot ag text line, 580-225-9697. I'm just looking for an opinion, basically. But what I do have is 2 tickets here for free fries, burger, and drink. Dine in only at 66 to go here in Elk City, America, right out here west of town, where you turn off right to go to towards Sweetwater on Highway 6. They're open Saturday 11 to 9. And here's the question: is weaning calves worth it, or do you take them directly to the sale barn? And in our last segment, we're going to talk about it. I got lots of opinions from some different folks on social media, but I want to see what your opinion is. Is weaning calves worth it, or do you take them directly to the sale barn? All right, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Hudson Angus, where our breeding decisions are driven by performance, measured data, and quality phenotype. We strive to produce top-tier seed stock and emphasize genetic traits that truly affect your bottom line. We also have semen available at all times on proven bulls for heifer AI projects, large or small. For more information, stop by the farm or call Bert at 580-243-8812. 243-8812.
Reap the rewards of buying a new zero-turn mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. You'll enjoy discounted cash prices or financing with approved credit. A free t-shirt and cap, DJ's discounts, and a large selection of in-stock blades, belts, and OEM parts. They'll take care of any warranty work that needs to be done, and you'll have the peace of mind that comes with making a purchase from a business you know and trust. DJ's is your authorized Spartan, Cub Cadet, and Hustler mower dealer located on South Main in Elk City.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively in Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, here's your ag weather update out of McLean, Texas. 90 degrees. Heat index 92, humidity's 41, dew point 63. The winds are out of the northwest at 3 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 4 miles an hour. 74 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month. 86 degrees is the 8-inch soil temperature in McLean, America. Okay, let's see what the market's doing. Just opposite of yesterday, grains are okay. They're on the positive side. Cattle are on the negative side. September corn, $3.99, up one. December, $4.18, up 1.25. Soybeans for August, $10.01, down 4.5. September's down 2.25 at $10.02. Soybean meal, August, $2.70, down 2. Soybean oil, August, $56.26, up 12. Hard red winter wheat, September, $5.25, up 1.75. December is up 1 at $5.47. Oils out of West Texas, September, $65.41, up 16. October, $64.56, up 7 cents. Natural gas coming back up a little bit. It needed to. It was hugging that $3 mark. August is $3.10, and September is $3.15. NASDAQ and S&P are all in the green, and the Dow is in the red. Live cattle, August, 226.25, down 77. October's 222.72, down 77. And feeders for August, 329.10, down 242. September's 329.90, down 2. October, 328.62, down 202. The hogs looking pretty decent for August at 108.57, up 10 cents. All right. Before I went to break, if you're just now joining me, it's a question we're going to cover here coming up in the last segment of the show. My question was for a pair of free burgers, fries, and drink at 66 to go. Is weaning calves worth it, or do you take them directly to the sale barn? 580-225-9697. You don't even have to want the tickets. If you just want to participate, send me your answer. 580-225-9697. Is weaning calves worth it, or do you take them directly to the sale barn? I've already got about a half a dozen of really interesting comments that I can't wait to share with you coming up. Okay, let's go to Beaver, Oklahoma, and check out how the sale went Tuesday. They had 3,551 head. Bred heifers were bringing, they only had a couple. And let's see here. Looks like $24.50 for the bred heifers is what they're selling for. Bulls, there was 23 head of them. Cotton King missed out again. Average weight, 17.14. Average price, $194.30. They brought $3,330.48 on the average. Big boy that weighed 2,051 was a red white face bull. I'm going to assume that it was a Hereford. It just says red white face. I guess it could have been a Simmental or cross. Weighed 2,055, brought $4,048.35. Bull calves, there was 42 of them. Average weight, 513. Average price, $366.21. 1878, 14 per head. Cows, they was, man, where'd all these cows coming from? 430 head of cows. Average weight, 1254. Average price, $177.38. $2,224.47 per head. Heifer calves, there was 271 of them. 467 weight, 1748.92 per head. Yearling heifers, let's see what we got going here. 765 head of those. Average weight, 711. 325.15 per hundredweight. $2,310.61 per head. There was a couple pair that sold. Looks like $3,500 a head was the average on those. Steer calves, 461 of those. Average weight, 556. Average price, 378.74 per hundredweight. $2,107.08 per head. Yearling steers, there was 1,546 head, average weight 843, average price 331.01 per hundred weight, $2,791.82 per head. Let's see what the top end, the big boys were bringing here. They had 16 black steers, weighed 1,094. Brought $295 a pound, and I think that's a top, no, that wasn't a top seller, but $3,228.41. And what else we got here? They had 54 red steers, weighing $974. Brought, it was like $2 shy of bringing $3,100 a head. Pretty good. And then let's go down here into the mixed steers, 32 head, weighed 764, brought $344.50, $2,642 per head. Pretty nice sale. Congratulations, Beaver. And that's where the record was set from the Pollard Farms, a ranch that I was telling you guys about yesterday, I believe. Was, yeah, yesterday. Yep. All right. Let's see here. What time is it? I didn't want to get too crazy. Okay, coming up in our next segment, I got a, some of you probably have heard it already, but the, they had that cattleman, that cattle industry summer business meeting in San Diego here a while back, and Ron Hayes did a really good interview with Jason Skaggs, who is the CEO of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. And we're going to listen to that interview. And it's about 6 minutes long, but it's really good. And they're talking about the New World Screwworm, which we're going to cover a little bit on the show tomorrow, live from the OCA convention there in Norman, America. Let's see here. Doo-doo. I think that's it. Let's go ahead and take another Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back. After this,
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Porta-Cool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report for Monday, July 21st. 930 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 437 brought 440. 6 at 499 brought 420. 7 at 528 brought 390. 18 at 623 brought 343. 11 at 708 brought 318. 12 at 814 brought 323. 16 head of heifers at 501 brought 365. 5 at 519 brought 358. At 688 brought 315. 9 at 694 brought 295, 14 at 788 brought 300, 7 at 928 brought 263. Butcher cows were 54 to 185, butcher bulls brought 184 to 195, bred cows were 1750 to 2600, pairs brought 2200 to 3925. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is Northwestern Oklahoma's ag weather update. Let's check out Alva. 92 degrees, feels like 97. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 68, humidity's 46%. The winds are out of the south at 8. Miles an hour, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 89 degrees, sunset at 8:49, and severe thunderstorms possible today, 40% chance, 100 for a high. Going to get there, I think. 50% of chance thunderstorms tonight, 71 for a low. I wish it was 51. Tomorrow, 96 degrees and partly sunny and light winds for Alva. Okay. Hey, I'm looking for a sponsor for the Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update, just like I have down here with Hobart Farm and Garden for Southwestern Oklahoma. You guys know a business that wants me to mention their name once or twice a day on the show? Give me a shout here at the radio station, or text me or message me on Facebook. I need to say somebody's name for the Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update up there. I know there's somebody up there that wants to do that. So give me a shout. I appreciate it. Okay. So let's see if I get this right. You guys, I'm gonna play this interview between Ron Hayes from the Oklahoma Radio Network and Jason Skaggs, CEO of Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, and they're going to talk a little bit about the New World Screwworm. Hang on.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Jason Skaggs, CEO of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, talking New World Screwworms with Jason up next. Hey, cattle producers, Express Ranches invites you to their 29th annual big event, annual production sale, Friday, Saturday, August 15th and 16th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. The Friday sale starts at 1 o'clock, then Saturday, August 16th, 11 a.m., the big event sale, over 300 head to sell. Attend the sale live in person at the ranch or join CCI.live online for the sale. Go to ExpressRanches.com for the catalog. Express Ranches 29th annual big event in Yukon.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 11th through 13th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Jason Skaggs joins us today, Chief Executive Officer of Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers. Jason, cattle producers in the Southwest are very worried about this continuing debate over, you know, how close the New World Screwworm is and how do we deal with it successfully to keep it away from our American cattle herds.
Well, Ron, it's good to be with you. And yeah, you're right. It's New World Screwworm's been top of mind since really about last October for us when we started hearing the news that it was, you know, headed north. And always you read all the old history books and all of our old cattleman magazines from our association and talk to a lot of the old timers and they tell you how bad it was. But when you really start digging into it and realizing that it's not too far from your border as a crow flies, it puts a whole new thing into perspective. So it's been really top of mind for us.
I guess really we've been following it ever since it kind of broke through from Panama here. I saw one media account that maybe there's just right around that COVID time when things kind of broke down.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's something that the U.S. has continually put a lot of money into down in Panama, supporting the sterile fly facility down there, the COPEG facility, and a lot of efforts in Mexico as well. But over the years, but this thing's on the move again, and we're trying to get people educated. You know, a whole new generation now of folks that have never had to deal with it, and really trying to revamp and re-up all of our efforts, and really take maybe a few pages out of the playbook from the past as well.
When you look at everything that's been done, you feel pretty good about the response from Brooke Rollins and USDA and the Trump administration?
Absolutely. Secretary Rollins has been a stalwart for us on this. We were down with in South Texas in the Valley with her recently, where she announced a new fly disbursement facility down in the Moore Airfield, Mission, Texas area. So we're just very thankful for her and her team. They've been very responsive. She's been to Texas a few times, other times to sit down and talk with us and just really look at ways that we can think out ahead. Some we've got short-term response, we've got a kind of midterm response that we've outlined, and obviously a longer term thing that we hopefully don't have to get to that point, but we're certainly looking at all options.
I guess there's been obviously some legislation dropped into the hopper that would help forward or move forward the idea of a actual facility that would produce sterile flies in the United States.
That's correct, and we still think that that's the tried and true method of battling this pest, and is to create this sterile fly facility, domestic sterile fly facility, meaning in Texas, that we can produce our own flies. As I mentioned, we've had a lot of luck with Panama, but also we need to have that own our own facility here that's funded hopefully by the federal government if this legislation will go through, and really just putting a lot of efforts there to make sure that can get up and running as soon as possible.
I guess we're worried about where they are right now, but I guess the ideal outcome would be push them back.
For sure, yeah. That's the main priority. Is we hope they never get here, and that's certainly our first priority. But we also want to make sure that we're ready in case they do. We've got a lot more challenges nowadays than we did in the past, wildlife being one of those. A lot of people don't think about that. We've got feral hogs and deer and nilgai antelope in the valley in South Texas. We've got a lot of ways for those flies to get here that they may not have had quite as much in the past. So that's going to be real important for us, and surveillance and just knowing exactly where this thing is at.
Moving beyond that, of course, TSCRA also includes a good presence in the state of Oklahoma, and one of that are your Rangers. They, you know, along with the ones both in Texas and Oklahoma, I guess their work's maybe a little more cut out for them ever than ever before because of the value of these animals.
No doubt about it. Our special rangers continue to see just record amounts of cases in Texas and Oklahoma, working all day and night. Your traditional cattle theft cases, livestock theft cases, but also complicated cases, bank fraud, check fraud, different things. What you might think of as white collar type crime. More and more of those are popping up, and so they work a lot with a lot of the farm credit banks and other financial institutions in Texas and Oklahoma to work these cases. And it's just unbelievable how more smart these criminals have gotten.
That's quite, it's a significant investment on part of the association to keep these guys up and running.
It is. We've got 30 special rangers scattered all through Texas and Oklahoma. We're really proud of them. We don't take any state or federal dollars for them. They're solely funded from our membership dues, and we're really proud of those guys and the services that they provide to the ranchers and landowners from Texas and Oklahoma.
CEO of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, Jason Skaggs.
All right, there you have it. I thought that was pretty interesting. And, yes, I was going to bring that up today anyway, and they just did, talking about your traditional cattle theft cases, livestock theft cases, but the bank fraud and check fraud and all that stuff is really, really I see more and more of that going on. With I got one coming up here in a minute with about the guy that was writing hot checks at the cattle places, sale barns on the East Coast, $334,000 worth. It's got to be a major concern for people like Brandon Hickey and the guys up there at Beaver and Woodward and Fairview and it just and down at Hollis and Hobart. Got to be a major concern about bank fraud. So I wouldn't sleep real easy till I found out some checks were good. Because you go in and buy, say, 10 cows right now, bred cows, $34,000, $35,000, $40,000, and they're selling 500 of them. That's a lot of money. So, hey, I wanted to share this with you. I know I have some pecan tree guys and ladies that listen here on the show. So coming up is the fall pecan field day on Thursday, September 25th, hosted by the Fraser family. They were originally scheduled to host the June event, but the rainy weather postponed that visit. So they're excited to finally get together and together. It's going to be at the Hunter Fraser's Pecan Farm in Bixby, Oklahoma, which is up by Tulsa. Schedule check-in at 9 a.m. Program starts at 9:30 a.m. And the lunch will be provided by Ag Credit up there. And let's see here. Hunter Fraser's family farm includes around 30 acres of older pecan trees, primary Moore Success and Hobart. With some native trees. He's gradually replaced older trees with the Liberty and other newer varieties. Hunter will share the history of the orchard, discuss challenges in managing a mature orchard, air laying, and demonstrate his older equipment. A key topic will be tree thinning versus limb wisping and improved spacing. We hope to be able to remove a tree using an excavator and trim some trees during the event. Soil testing, people from OSU is going to be there. Dr. Chim from soil testing. Of course, my favorite tree lady in all of Oklahoma, Becky Carroll. She's going to be talking about tree nutrition. They're going to have people there talking about drone spraying, clover establishment, pecan, milk production information. And so what you need to bring, they said here, is a lawn chair. That's it. Need to register by September the 19th. And just the best way to do it, just contact Becky Carroll And this is easy to remember, becky.carroll@okstate.edu. They got the Pecan Growers, OSU Pecan Growers Facebook page. You can get on there. Carroll is spelled C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Or you can call her, 405-744-6139. If you don't have this information, I'll be glad to send it to you. Be really interesting to go do that. And what was that date? September 25th? I don't know. I might be able to slide up there. It's on a Thursday. And they got good phone signal out there, so I can get back to the show. So just want to provide that with you guys. Okay, also tonight, or today, this afternoon, at Sayre, J&J Barbecue is set up over there in the Sayre Park. I had their deal at the Plum Jam last weekend, and it was really, really good. And their macaroni, their mac and cheese, good stuff. So they'll be set up there at Sayre Park this afternoon and tonight for the Sayre Scramble mainly. But you're hungry, go out there this afternoon for dinner. How about that? Okay. Let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Everybody knew Dad, Bill Willis, the P.T. Barnum of the granite business, and he would go out. He'd be sitting in a hamburger place somewhere, and he'd sell the guy next to him a marker. I mean, he was a promoter, and he believed in this business more than anybody on the face of the earth. He thought it was important. He said, you're saving history, and you're taking care of these families, and you're the veterans' monuments. He'd cry every time we'd have a veterans' ceremony, you know, dedication service and everything. He was just so wanted to honor people, wanted people to know that they had been here. And he just loved the granite business. He believed that our work was the best that could be done, and he would go out and sell it. He was in USA Today. He was quoted as being, he said he was the biggest chiseler in Oklahoma. I mean, he just was a bigger-than-life individual. Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
Every day, someone on every block is cooking out this time of year. Out in the country, neighbors and friends are out in the yard all evening. Lawn chairs, lots of talk, and fabulous food. Great seasonings make great grilling. At Do It Best in Wheeler, they got a supply of seasonings for those who take grilling seriously. Meat Church, Elk Creek, Texas Salt Company, Blue Hog, and Traeger. And Traeger pellets bring the heat and the flavor. The Do It Best in Wheeler helps you do grilling right. If you're going to grill, do it best.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at corteva.us/lumavia CPL.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Where'd my weather go? Hang on here a second. Yeah, there it is. Let me switch down here to Hollis America for your Hobart Farm and Garden Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. 95 degrees, feels like 99. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 67, humidity is 41. The wind's out of the southwest at whopping 9 mph. 10-day rain total, 1.55 inches. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 90 degrees. 8:49 sunset, 102 today and hot tonight. 30% chance of thunderstorms and 73 for low. Tomorrow, hot again, triple digits, 100 even on the money. Okay, so earlier, I asked the question, is weaning calves worth it or do you take them directly to the sale barn? I do have a winner, and I will notify them here after the show with their tickets to go get them a free burger, fries, and drink, dine-in only at 66 to go out here in west of Elk City by Hutch's West Side. So I want to read a couple of responses on the text line here first. He says, you got to have good enough facilities and knowledge to try to keep your death loss down to that 1%. You got to have enough of them to be worth the trouble, and you got to keep them up 60 days or longer, because if you go sooner, there's still the chance of them getting sick, and you don't want to you don't gain that much in price, and you need to legitimately give them 2 rounds of shots. This is just his opinion, and that's true fact. I'm going to discuss that a little bit there. I mean, we're all in the cattle business, from the mama cow producer to the stocker calf producer to the feeder calf producer, and taking them, you know, all the way to the processor if you do that. So we're in a business to all make money. And in my opinion, we're also in the business to make sure that when we're selling cattle to somebody else, they're on the up and up. I mean, I know you got your old cows and lame bulls and all that stuff. There's nothing you can do about that, but that's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about healthy calves that you're selling at the sale barn, and you want whoever your buyer knows who he's buying those cattle from, and if he doesn't, he can find out really easy from the sale barn. So you want to, there's a lot of buyers at the sale barn that when they hear a certain name come in, they want them calves because they know they were taken care of, they were weaned properly. I've heard a couple of guys say, oh, they've been weaned already. And they're not lying. They've been weaned, but they don't say how long. So, well, he's been weaned a week. He's not bawling anymore. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not picking on nobody or judging, all right? I'm just saying that. So if you're going to sell them weaned, make sure they got all their shots and they really, truly weaned. And we wean ours from 45 to 90 days, people that I take care of their deal. We make sure they're weaned. And then I've got another guy that I take care of cattle. They go straight off the cow to the sale barn. And there's a reason why. He doesn't have the facilities to wean. There you have it. Another one says, he sends me a LOL. Both depends on how loud the bill collectors are knocking. I keep feed costs down, so I believe I make more money weaning and selling, but I also work at least 2 jobs like Jimmy. So I guess what is my time and effort worth? Just my 2 cents worth. So that's pretty good. All right, back to where this originated. If you want to read all the answers to this, go to American Cattlemen's Facebook page. They always got some really cool stuff on there. So, again, here's the question. Is weaning calves worth it, or do you take them directly to the sale barn? So we're going to discuss some of these answers here. I don't know. I put 90 days and lots of feed in several years of calves, and I don't see any price difference between my calves and non-weaned calves. Seems like everything that walks in the barn nowadays is weaned and two rounds of shots. Best advice I can give you is never sell when I sell. Should have sold 2 weeks earlier or 2 weeks later. And he's laughing when he's saying this. He's got a good point. Here's the deal. Brandon talked about this on the show a few months back. When you're bringing cattle in to the sale barn, for example, timing is everything. Probably June, August, or June, July, parts of August is not the best time. You're going to lose a little bit of money bringing your calves in right off the mamas, because that's a really bad time of the year for producers like Newcomb Cattle Company and stuff like that that do the stockers. You know, it's hot. These calves are bald for a week, and they're going to get sick, and they ain't had any of their shots, and blah, blah, blah. And so you're going to get less no matter what. But I will argue his point there that there is also certain times of the year that they want calves. They don't care what they're weaned. They don't care what they are. They need these calves. They need these calves. They need these calves. And there's not a lot of price difference. So I went to the trouble of looking back up Beaver's stockyards. I took a picture. There's quite a bit of difference in some of these calves between like cutter bulls and non-weaned, basically. And let me see here. There's a picture. All right. So I was looking at this one. Say it's a heavyweight. And if they're not weaned off the cow at this weight, you're in trouble anyway. So a 945 pound, a couple of them in the 800s in the 900 range was bringing 250 to 220 per hundred weight. And you go over here to the wean part, steer calves, and some eight weights were bringing, heavy eight weights were bringing 327, 330. That's $70 per hundred weight difference. That's a lot of money. Add up. And that's looking at the heavyweight. So let's scroll down to the five weights that have been worked and weaned. And here's one weighing 577, brought 420. So you get down here to this one, 568 brought 337. What is that? 60, that's 80 cents. That's $80 per hundredweight difference. So yes, certain times of year, it makes a world of difference. All right, back to Facebook. Let's see here. I don't know if I get a better price, but I know I sleep a lot better knowing I castrated, weaned, and gave two rounds of vaccinations and dewormed and gave those calves the best I could. I don't know if the buyers keep track, but I bet some of them do. You're correct. This is what we just talked about a while ago. This one lady said, we are a small operation and always give two rounds of shots and wean them at least 45 days. When we take them to the sale barn, we always tell them this, but since we're not selling large group, that information usually doesn't get announced to the buyers in the ring. Once we sold some like this and they were healthy black Angus crosses, longtime castrated steers, not balling, not crazy, not shaggy, but they brought less per pound than the going rate. I questioned this, and they termed them as fleshy, what I assume means they thought they were carrying milk fat, but they weren't. Sometimes you do everything right, and you still get bit. Then, see here, I think of proper animal husbandry, how you say that. The calf is likely to get sick if it's stressed. It's still stressed from losing its mama and then put several days of crowded environment and transport. We owe it. There's a good, this guy hits it right on the nail. We owe it to the industry to do it right. And there you go. He said, go to the sale barn and listen. Wean 30 days, two round shots, bunk broke, knife cut, home raised, maybe 10% are. I worked the sale barn for years. Definitely cut the bull calves, but everyone else is lying, so jump right in. Depends on if one raises cattle with responsibility or being a good steward of the animals. Get to know your auctioneer, treat the cattle right, gain a good, honest reputation, and you'll sleep at night and get more money for your calves. One more. Ideally, you should condition your calves before selling. Put them off the mamas after about 6 months. Castrate the bulls young before weaning. Blackleg, get them eating out of the bunk. Monitor them in the weaning pen for 3 months. Doctor any that get sick. This reduces any issues that the buyer might have. And if you're taking them to the sale barn, you should at least castrate the bull calves and blackleg everything. How's that? Good conversation piece, isn't it? All right. I'll be live from Norman, Oklahoma tomorrow at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.